At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
I hope everybody having a good day. I hope everybody accomplished something significant. Even if you didn't accomplish anything significant, don't be discouraged. Just aim to accomplish something significant tomorrow and the next day. And so on. If anybody's going through anything, I hope and I pray that you get through it. And just know that you do have the strength to get through whatever the fuck you're going through, no matter what it is.
New details now on the sudden death of rapper Juice WRLD.
Rapper Juice WRLD is dead after suffering a seizure at Chicago's Midway Airport.
Jared Higgins was born on December 2, 1998 in Chicago, Illinois. Although he was in the rough area of Southside Chicago, he spent his childhood living in the suburbs of Calumet Park before moving to Homewood. When Jared was just 3 years old, his parents would separate. Jared and his older brother would stay with his mother. She would take on the responsibility of raising them both on her own, and they would have little contact with their dad after this.
I mean, she's like, I don't know, one of the proudest people ever. Like, she's like been my biggest supporter and cheerleader since birth, so.
While Jared was little, he would get musical influence from rock bands like Fall Out Boy, Blink 182, and Black Sabbath. The reason this is important to note is because these influences would play a major role in his style much later down the road. At the time, he didn't know this, and the reason he listened to so much rock in the first place was simply because his mother did not approve of any rap music being played in their home. When he was just 4 years old, he began learning how to play the piano. As Jared grew older, his taste in music would broaden. While staying at his cousin's houses, he began listening to a lot of rap like Gucci Mane and Young Jeezy. Because he wasn't allowed to listen to this type of music in his own home, he would often come home and recite the songs to himself. And if he forgot the words to certain parts, he would replace it with a freestyle with his own lyrics. This was the beginning of him discovering his musical talent and undeniable skill to freestyle. By the time Jared was in middle school going into high school, he was heavily influenced by people like Future, where he even states Future's music encouraged him to try lean and take Xanax at a young age. While attending Homewood High School, Jared had a friend named Jalen who started a radio show from inside their school.
A couple words off the brain, switch it to the membrane. I shoot threes like Steve Nash, yes boy, I straight drain. People say I'm crazy, but my bar is going insane. You hear me on the radio, spitting radio wave.
This ultimately gave him a platform to improve and showcase his freestyling abilities. After months of this going on, Jared began to be known within the school as the best freestyler, and people began to encourage him to start writing and recording songs. He began to really absorb all the music and stop caring about school and his homework. Jared's love for rock music never left either though. He even admits to meeting a girl at school around this time, and in an attempt to impress her, he started listening to her favorite bands like Panic at the Disco and Green Day, even teaching himself the guitar from watching YouTube tutorials. This blend of interests would ultimately form the foundation of his musical style. Funny enough, the first song he ever recorded was in 2014, and it was a song he wrote for his high school crush.
These words are so overdue, and you, yeah, you, you're so overcute, so beautiful to my cubicle when you around this a marvelous view.
By the time he was a sophomore in high school, he decided to take the advice of his peers. He created a SoundCloud account under the name Juice the Kid. In January 2015, he uploaded his first mixtape titled What Is Love, which only consisted of one song, Forever. Although dropping his first song online was a step in the right direction, he was still very young and couldn't afford to purchase studio time, leaving him to record a lot of his early music from his cell phone.
Like, I used to have to scramble for money to get like 2 hours at a studio.
This made it very difficult over the coming years to record music he felt was good enough to share with the public. This is also around the time Jared admits to having been experimenting with drugs. While most of the kids his age were smoking weed, he was taking Percs and Xanax. From 2015 to 2016, he only managed to drop a handful of songs, but was progressively getting better and finding his avenue of music. In 2016, he dropped the Juiced Up EP, and although at the time it didn't get more than 1,000 plays, it was significant enough to catch the attention of an online producer named Sidepiece. At the time, Sidepiece was just a type beat producer who stumbled upon Juice's Twitter, which led him to checking out his music. Even though he wasn't getting a lot of views, Sidepiece saw the potential right away and began feeding him beats. In July of 2016, he dropped the Twilight Zone EP, which was later deleted from SoundCloud, but was recovered years later from old Facebook links he used to promote his music. He continued to experiment with drugs. They helped him feel more connected to his emotions than when he was sober, ultimately helping his creative process and musical style. He described it as a gift and a curse. It was during this time that his producer Sidepiece would tell another producer about his music. His friend was Nick Mira, another type beat producer who was just as excited when he heard Juice's potential. With Sidepiece and Nick Mira now producing a majority of his music, he really established a blend of genres to create his emotional rap style that was very different from the typical drill music coming out of Chicago the last decade. With encouragement from his new producers, he decided it was time to change his name. He changed it from Juice the Kid to Juice WRLD. The word Juice was inspired by the movie, which featured one of his idols, Tupac, and the world just stood for taking over worldwide. Feeling confident with his new name and higher quality production that fit his style more, he continued to drop new music as often as possible, believing if he stayed consistent, more people would take note of his talent. In early 2017, he dropped another 3-track mixtape titled Affliction, quickly followed by another 2-track tape, Heartbroken in Hollywood 999. Things were starting to look up for Juice. He was fully engaged in following his dream. He had producers backing him up and his music was notably getting better. But he was still struggling to stay positive, and on top of it, he needed more money to keep recording. This led him to getting a job at a car factory where he would help assemble them.
It's my cousin. He got me my first job. My first and only job.
At this time, he was seriously considering taking a break from music due to other struggles he was dealing with. And altogether, he started to doubt his sound.
Don't give up, because a year ago, I was finna quit this shit. Like, I wasn't finna quit this shit, but I was finna stop taking this seriously.
After just a few weeks of working at the car factory, he realized that lifestyle wasn't for him. Even if he tried to fake it, he couldn't help but think about music all day long. Regardless of his financial problems, he decided to quit. If anything, this just reminded him how bad he wanted it. He got back to work with Nick and Sidepiece, and they began working on another project. This time, he wanted it to be longer than just a couple tracks. On June 15, 2017, he dropped his first full-length mixtape titled 999 on SoundCloud. The entire tape was co-produced by Sidepiece and Nick Mira. The second song on the tape was titled Lucid Dreams, but it wouldn't initially blow up. The tape did give Juice WRLD his first taste of recognition from the mainstream though, where artists like Waka Flocka and producer Southside both checked out the project and gave him credit for his good work. This small but valid buzz gained him a few thousand plays on SoundCloud, which at the time meant the world to him. He knew he had to go back to dropping music while he was getting a little bit of attention. In October, he dropped another 2-song tape with Nick Mira titled Binge Drinking Music, followed by multiple singles before dropping one last project at the end of 2017.
I admit it, another hoe got me finished, broke my heart, oh no you didn't.
On December 22nd, he dropped Nothing's Different. Although it was only 3 songs, the first track was All Girls Are the Same, and this would catch the attention of Cole Bennett and Lyrical Lemonade, who at the time was just starting to get recognized for their music videos and their blogs that covered new music coming out of Chicago.
I made that song in the moment, and I kept it and dropped it because it was how I was feeling, like it was like pure emotion.
Cole would write, "I was unfamiliar with Juice before stumbling across the intro track, All Girls Are the Same, which led me to find his EP, and I must admit that I was pleasantly surprised. It's a pretty short listen, considering that it's just 3 songs in length, but the impact it left felt like..."
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally.
Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
More of a full-length project. Cole wasn't the only one from Chicago who caught wind of this song. Lil Bibby, a well-known Chicago veteran, got a hold of Juice's music after DJ Victorious sent Lil Bibby All Girls Are the Same and Lucid Dreams to check out. After Lil Bibby heard Juice's music, he immediately contacted him and was offering to sign him to his new label, Grade A, which was under Interscope Records. Because Juice was in the situation he was in, he didn't hesitate to sign, stating he needed the money bad. Lil Bibby and Juice WRLD immediately went on a promo run for All Girls Are the Same, where the SoundCloud plays started to rise rapidly, but it wouldn't blow up until February of 2018, when Cole Bennett decided to reach out and offer to film the music video for the song. He uploaded it to his YouTube channel. The heartbreak music combined with the unique visuals from Cole Bennett, who was just starting to get known as the go-to channel for aspiring artists, created the perfect storm for Juice WRLD. And by April of 2018, the song was on every radio station in the country, giving Juice his first ever Billboard charting song, changing his life, and jumpstarting the career of the song's producer, Nick Mira of Internet Money. This was a massive success, and with the help of his new label, Grade A, they began working and promoting a debut album, with All Girls the Same being the first single. In May, they re-released the year-old song, Lucid Dreams, but this time gaining their second music video from Cole Bennett, as well as starting a close friendship between the two. As if things couldn't get better, the music video for Lucid Dreams dropped on May 10th, and his career elevated to all new heights after the song did twice as good as All Girls Are the Same, taking him from struggling SoundCloud artist to the face of the mainstream by the summer of 2018. Initially, the song debuted at number 74, but over the coming weeks would end up all the way at number 2. Wasting no time, he dropped his debut album, Goodbye and Good Riddance, just 2 weeks later. The album sold 39,000 its first week and debuted at number 15. Unlike most projects that decrease in sales after their initial first week, things were the opposite for Juice WRLD. As his two singles, Lucid Dreams and All Girls Are the Same, continued to increase in popularity, his album sales got higher with each passing week until the project went certified platinum and peaked at number 4, gaining him a world tour. During his tour, the tragic passing of XXXTentacion in June would touch a special place in his heart, after the two had plans of linking up to work together. This, in combination with the passing of Lil Peep the year before, inspired Juice to pay homage with the two-track EP titled Too Soon. The first song off the EP was Legends, where Juice talked about the newer generation of artists not making it past the age of 21 because of violence, drugs, or both. The second song was Rich and Blind, where he raps about himself and the effects drugs have on him and his mind. While this was going on, he was also presented the chance to work side by side with his favorite rapper, Future. They locked in the studio for a week and released a 16-song tape titled World on Drugs, which many believed to be a reference to the state of the youth at the time, with the passing of Mac Miller just a month before. During their meeting for the first time, Juice would tell Future how he influenced him to try lean. Months later, Future would tell this story in an interview and describes how it bothered him a lot. He said, "Oh shit, what the fuck have I done?" This is around the time he began a friendship with Ski Mask the Slump God, and in October was featured on Ski's album Stokely with their hit single Nuketown. They even started to tease the idea of dropping a tape together titled Evil Twins before going on a 30-show tour together. While not performing on tour, Juice was often given the chance to freestyle during his radio interviews. Just like in high school, he once again got to showcase his freestyle skills until people started to notice, which stopped allegations that he was just another SoundCloud rapper. He even freestyled for an hour straight on live radio. He stated after Lucid Dreams, he no longer wrote down music and claims it was all freestyles. His career was growing fast. In late 2018, Sting went public stating they were suing the rising star for using uncleared version of the song, Shape of My Heart, which Nick Mira sampled in the beat for Lucid Dreams. This led to Sting taking 85% of Lucid Dreams' earnings, even joking that the song would pay his grandkids' college tuition. Nick Mira took to social media to publicly state how upset he was, but Juice seemed to be unbothered despite potentially losing millions of dollars. He knew this was only the beginning of his story. He ended 2018 with two award nominations for Best New Artist and Song of the Summer, but he ended up losing both. 2019 was no different momentum-wise. If anything, Juice got bigger as an artist. His second studio album, Death Race for Love, dropped in March, and once again he had another heartbreak hit with his song Robbery. With his career blowing up to unexpected levels in a short period of time, dating his new girlfriend Ali, and noticeably looking happier, Juice was on top of the world, and he was looking to be unstoppable despite already running into a few setbacks. In under a year, he had taken superstar status and was looking to be the most promising star of the new generation. He continued to tour with Nicki Minaj and Ski Mask the Slump God. In October, his collab with NBA YoungBoy Bandit dropped and would go down to be his second most successful song behind Lucid Dreams. This would be the last song he released before touring with the Kid LAROI in Australia. After the tour, Juice would post on Instagram that he was taking a week off to celebrate his 21st birthday. Just a few days later, on December 8, 2019, Juice and his friends were on a flight back to Chicago from LA on a private plane. The pilot of the plane alerted law enforcement in Chicago that Juice and his entourage had guns on them. What Juice didn't know was that he was already on the FBI's watch list from an event a month prior. Just a month before, he had been searched by drug-sniffing dogs and custom agents before getting on a flight to Australia. He was allowed to board the plane despite being suspected of carrying drugs, thus opening a file where the FBI was keeping tabs on him. The combination of these two events led to the FBI and Chicago police to be waiting for Juice WRLD at the airport when they landed. In an attempt to hide some of the evidence, Juice allegedly popped a few Percocets after landing, ultimately leading to an overdose in the airport. He was given two shots of Narcan, which is used to reverse the effects of an opioid overdose, before being sent in an ambulance to the hospital. On the way to the hospital, he stopped breathing and was pronounced dead. After his passing, he would be featured on Eminem's album, Music to be Murdered By. This was special because everyone knew how much of an Eminem fan he was. On April 24, 2020, his single Righteous was released. He had recorded the song in his home in LA, and the lyrics can be hard to listen to. His mother would also start the Live Free 999 organization for mental health awareness. On July 10, 2020, his posthumous album, Legends Never Die, was released, and it debuted at number 1, selling 497,000 copies its first week, breaking records and winning him Best New Artist of 2019. The title of the album is very appropriate for someone who influenced millions and changed lives in such a small amount of time. Although Juice's life was cut tragically short, Lil Bibby has come out to say Juice recorded enough unreleased music for 5 more albums. Despite going to battle with his own addiction, depression, and anxiety problems, Jared always made time between tours, interviews, and his busy life to make sure he recorded more music, with the only goal of hoping his music would be relatable and help at least one person going through a hard time in their life. Although he's gone, his music and impact will live forever.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.